Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily Friday Edition. Okay, everybody, so we've got a lot of games going on today. I just want to recap the schedules really quick before we get into the magic of the Los Angeles Dodgers. In high school football, senior quarterback Tyler Jones and the Mammoth Huskies will head over to open up their season tonight at Fresno Christian. That's at 7 p.m. We've got a regional matchup in Lone Pine tonight. It's the Colville Wolves against the Lone Pine Golden Eagles, kickoff 7 p.m. And in Fernley, Nevada tonight, it'll be Bowdoin St. Marie, Austin Powell and company taking the long ride to open their 2023 season as the Bishop Broncos battle the home team Vaqueros, kickoff 7 p.m. I'll have results for all these games here on ESN Sports Daily come Monday. Please tune in for that. The Big Pine Warriors will have to wait till next week to start their season. They'll host Fraser Mountain on the 26th. Another quick note, the Broncos tennis team will host Ridgecrest today in Bishop at the City Park. That one starts at 1 o'clock. Again, I'll have results on Monday. And over in Yerington today, the Mammoth Huskies and the Bishop Broncos will both compete in the 18th annual Yerington Volleyball Tournament. It's a two-day tournament where today's results will determine tomorrow's matchups. The Broncos will take on Yerington, Lowry, and Round Mountain today. The Huskies open up against Rite of Passage, then play Desert Oasis and finish the day against Dayton. Again, the results of today's games will determine how the teams get paired tomorrow. Tune in Monday for results. And in Big League Baseball news, the Dodgers continued to roll last night as they shut the Brewers out by a score of 1-0. Lance Lynn and Corbin Burns pitched to a 0-0 stalemate after seven innings. It was in the bottom of the eighth when Dodger catcher Austin Barnes broke the tie, hitting a solo bomb off Brewers reliever Joel Piamps to propel the Dodgers to the victory. It was only the fourth hit of the night for the boys in blue, but when you're hot, you're hot. The Dodgers have now won 11 straight games and, pardon the horse racing reference, have started to make the race in the West look like Sham versus Secretariat in the Belmont. When the streak began, the Dodgers were clinging to a three-game lead over the Giants. With the Giants off last night, the lead is now swollen to a seemingly insurmountable 10.5 games. The Dodgers will wrap up their 10-game homestand over the weekend against the Florida Marlins, and for the second night in a row, the Dodgers will take on the opposing team's staff ace. Tonight, it'll be Sandy Alcantara for the Sportfish versus Tony Gonsolin for the Dodgers. First pitch is at 7:10. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.